That's Natalie Lane, and what a delight she was here live from the Junction Center. That's her tune, Fragile. Hey, good morning. Happy Tuesday, October 8th, 7:03 on the clock. You're hanging out with Kaylin and Liam.
One of the first ever Christian hard rock metal bands, White Cross, will be here in Landis Hall at the Junction Center on Friday at 7 p.m. You can still get tickets today at JunctionCenterProductions.com.
Our very special guest this morning is the administrator and principal of Hinkletown Mennonite School. It's Miles Yoder. Miles, good morning. Absolutely. Is there anyone you'd like to give a shout out to?
I'd like to give a shout out to my wife, Donnell, and our family. We have 9 grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And of course, our Hinkletown family. It's just amazing, all the families that we have there, and just love having them involved at the school.
That's awesome. 9 grandchildren. What a blessing, man.
Yes, it is.
That's great. Yep. Mm-hmm. How are things going at the school?
Things are going really good at the school this year. We have a huge event coming up this weekend, Hinklefest it's called, and it's Friday night and Saturday, and so we'd like to talk a little bit about that today.
Absolutely, can't wait to talk about that. Is there any good stories that people can connect to about how things are going at Hinkletown Mennonite School?
Sure, we're all about community, and recently it was a fun story that happened. We had a student that missed a couple of days of school. And when he came back, one of his friends celebrated by bringing in donuts. And it was just great. I mean, nothing builds community like donuts.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, yeah, the kids really support each other, and there's a lot of community happening there. So that's what this weekend's all about, too.
That's amazing. How many students do you have at the school right now?
This year, we have 284 students.
Wow.
And we've been growing the last couple of years, so we're excited about what God's doing. And lots of good things are happening at the school these days.
Very cool. Well, you mentioned Hinklefest. First of all, I love that name.
It's great.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on, specifically Friday. I would like to hear about this because it is a two-day event, right?
That's correct. Well, this is our 44th year to do Hinklefest. The school is 44 years old. It's a really important weekend for us. It raises over $75,000. And so we're just excited about the events that are happening. On Friday night, it's a really important evening for us, because we have something called Maker Market this year. It's new. It's about HMS alumni. They're going to be bringing in handmade furniture, jewelry, plants, home items, and food. And that happens from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock on Friday night. So it's kind of a special thing that we're trying a new thing this year. We also have a family fun run at 4 o'clock, and we call it the Chicken Chase, because we have someone in a costume that the students try to beat across the finish line. And so that's a fun event at 4 o'clock. And, of course, there's a lot of things to eat. There's pork barbecue dinner happening from 4 to 7. That can be takeout, or it can also be you can eat there at the school. And the other thing that we're doing that's new this year is we have farm equipment available for people to explore. And there's a free candy drop at 6:15. There's also a bounce house for children and cotton candy. So just a lot of good things happening on Friday night.
That sounds awesome. So is this targeted at one age group, or is this open to anyone?
This is targeted to everybody. And the one thing that's been happening is we're getting a lot of people from outside the school coming as well. So it's not just the families that attend this school, but it's a lot of people from the community, which is awesome.
Wow, Miles, that's great. If folks want to learn more, can they visit your website?
Yes, they can visit our website at www.hinkletownschool.org.
Great
information.
www.hinkletownschool.org. We're going to talk more with Miles on the way about Saturday's festivities for Hinklefest. Man, I love that name. Music as well on the way. Jordan Feliz, Shane and Shane, and more.